WBEZ is supported by the Gynecology Research Lab at Endeavor Health. Period pain affects millions of people. Researchers want to learn from those experiencing period pain. The NIH-funded study wants to know whether a common over-the-counter medication can reduce period pain over time. Compensation is available. Learn more at cureperiodpain.org.
The epic family drama Leopoldstadt was the last script penned by legendary playwright Tom Stoppard before his death in 2025. The Broadway version of the show boasted a cast of 38 actors. Writers Theatre in Glencoe is staging a slightly slimmed-down version directed by Stoppard's frequent collaborator, Carrie Perloff. WBEZ's Mike Davis went backstage at Writers to make this audio postcard.
50 years ago, you couldn't get a foot in. You couldn't travel without a permit. You couldn't get a bed for the night in village or town except in the Jewish quarter. And if you lived in Vienna, you lived in Leopoldstadt.
I'm Carrie Perloff. I'm the director of Leopoldstadt, which is the final play by Tom Stoppard. Tom Stoppard had a very complicated life, much of which he didn't know that much about as an adult. So he was born in Zlín, Czechoslovakia. His father was the Jewish surgeon at the Bata shoe factory in Zlín. And when the Nazis invaded Czechoslovakia in 1940, he and his parents and brother Peter were evacuated. I would say the 30 years that I knew him, he got more and more interested in his past, as people do when they get older, and he started to sort of explore, and he was very close to Václav Havel in Prague. So when he started going to Czechoslovakia, that gave him a chance to plug in a little bit again to his past, although most of his family had been killed. Unlike my family, which fled on March 15th, 1938, fled Vienna and got out after the Anschluss, and most of my family did not die in the Holocaust and made it to America, Tom's family did not make it out. So the family tree at the end of this play, not to give away the play, but is full of characters who were gassed at Auschwitz, and that was Stoppard's family story. The play is sort of part of his lifelong struggle to discover who he was.
Best of all, I would have liked my son to be a great composer. A virtuoso of the piano would be almost as good, but alas. So, Jacob will take over Merz and Company from his father and grandfather, as is the nature of things. And I'll have done my duty to the business.
It's really important that we're doing this in a Jewish community. And I will say the community of Glencoe has been unbelievably supportive of this play. This is an enormous endeavor for Writers Theatre to do. We have to salute them that Braden Abraham was brave enough to take this on. This play is enormous, thorny, complicated, beautiful. It has 150 costumes and wigs and seriously. And this community said, we want this story. We need this story.